AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some parts of New England have nearly 2 feet of new snow on the ground. The fourth storm in a month there. And it feels as if it's 40 below in some spots. And as they dig out, again, a big winter storm is moving from the southern plains east toward Washington, D.C. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry.
With that storm, there's going to be a significant wintry precipitation event that's going to stretch all the way from the parts of the southern plains and the mid-Mississippi Valley through parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and then into the mid-Atlantic states.
The Washington area could see several inches of snow. The big story there this morning is the brutal cold. It's 9 degrees in Washington at the moment, but feels like 10 below. Overseas, the Egyptians are going after Islamic State militants in Libya. They've bombed their weapons depots and training sites. This after the militants released a video narrated by a masked man showing the beheadings of a group of Egyptian Coptic Christians. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil is in Cairo.
The video ends after the beheadings with the same militant pointing his knife towards the ocean and saying, "We will conquer Rome by Allah's permission."
The Islamic State group may have an affiliate less than 500 miles from the southern tip of Italy now, according to some estimates. Her boyfriend is talking about American hostage Kayla Mueller, who died after being taken captive by Islamic militants in Syria. He says he tried to rescue her by telling the militants they were married, but she told them they were not. He says she may not have known he was trying to rescue her and may have told the truth to try to save him from being killed. Two men arrested in Denmark are going to court today, accused of helping the gunman behind two terror attacks yesterday. The gunman was killed in a gun battle with police. This is AP Radio News. A new study finds that many teenagers aren't getting enough sleep. Our Ben Thomas has the story.
Experts say teenagers need 9 or more hours of sleep a night. But a study in the journal Pediatrics finds they're getting far less. In a survey of 15 to 19-year-olds, more than half didn't even get 7 hours. Public health researcher Catherine Keyes says that can have serious consequences.
Increased rates of depression and anxiety, increased rates of obesity.
Key says teens need consistent sleep patterns.
You're staying up late on Friday and Saturday night and you're sleeping in, and then by Sunday night, you know, your sleep pattern is disrupted, and then by Monday morning you actually have something similar to jet lag.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Now to the NBA All-Star Game. The Western Conference beat the East 163-158 in the 65th NBA All-Star Game. Russell Westbrook was the MVP. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.